My name is Chris Johnson. I run a lot. I like to work out. It's one of the ways I used to do it to keep my anxiety in check. I guess I still kind of do that. Before I knew I was a complete fucking mess and was going to a therapist and shit like that, I would just work out all the time. Because if I didn't, I would feel like I would fucking explode. I probably should have known what the fuck was going on, but I didn't. I was also super small in high school. I weighed like 150, 155 pounds, and I was obsessed with getting big. So I did. I bulked up to like 240, and I was pretty fucking huge. Like, not fat huge. I just built myself up. But then I realized that my cardio was shit, and I couldn't fucking run anywhere. So I had to back off that, started running. Somebody asked me to do like a fucking 8K with him, and I didn't really want to because I fucking hated running. But I figured, what the fuck? Let's do it. So I started training for that shit and realized I was grossly inadequate in the running department. And I've been running ever since. I eventually did the 8K, and something disturbing happened. My tits felt like they were going to fucking chafe off. I thought I was going to have bloody nubs where my nipples were supposed to be when I finished this fucking run. And I'm on mile 3, and 8K is what, like 5 miles? And you can feel it coming. Every fucking step, your shirt, you know, I had like just a regular t-shirt, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I don't know these runner tricks. I just would wear normal t-shirts and sneakers and shit. Apparently that's not what you're supposed to do. You gotta prepare yourself. I didn't, and my nipples suffered for it. So I knew this runner who was an annoying pain in the ass. She was an intern at one of the places I worked. And she said, you know, you gotta put some Vaseline on your nippies before you go out running. And my first thought was, nippies? Jesus Christ. I thought that was ridiculous. I'm not in a fucking porno. I gotta lube myself up before I go running? Turns out she was correct. So I've been putting Vaseline on my tits ever since. And there's no macho way that you can lube up your nipples before a run. And I do it while looking in the mirror so I can get a better look at what I'm doing, and it just looks fucking ridiculous. I mean, Jesus. First of all, the Vaseline itself is disgusting. It's all slimy and shit. The case itself is gross. I don't like looking at it. I don't like touching it. I gotta like massage it in. I got these glob. I mean, it's bad. It doesn't look good, and I get the feeling like if anybody watched me doing this, I would lose instant credibility as a human being and a man. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look, but it's a necessity. You have to lube up your tits before you run. You got to take the good with the bad. And it kind of works. Actually, it mostly works. I've been working. I work two jobs. I work at a radio station and an office supply store. Because I don't have any fucking money. The fucking office job. I gotta like move pallets around like a goddamn Neanderthal. And it's super fucking hot. It's hot as balls. It's the middle of the fucking summer. And sometimes it gets so hot that my nipples chafe against my undershirt. Like I've been running. And I'm getting to the point where I'm considering lubing up my tits before I go to work. This is a practice I don't want to get involved in. I can't be lubing up my nipples every time I want to leave the fucking house. Jesus Christ. It's embarrassing enough that I gotta lube up my nips to run. I don't need to lube up my tits to make $9.50 an hour. I mean, I'm a hooker at that point. A pretty fucking cheap one. I mean, do they even lube up their tits? I mean, you probably could pay for that, right? Is that extra? They don't exactly put out a menu of their services. I'm sure you could. Maybe if you have the Vaseline lying around your house, it'll be a little cheaper. If you want to follow along to my bullshit, you can check my Twitter page, @JohnsonHatesYou. I sent out my first tweet the other day. Fuck. That was it. I'm pretty proud of that.